In this demonstration, Peter Myers is going to walk through the functionality of SharePoint 2010 Performance Point Services by showing us an interactive management dashboard designed to help users monitor and analyze sales performance based upon data from a SQL Server 2008 R2 Analysis Services Cube.
In this demonstration, I'm going to explore the dashboard that I will be creating from the ground up in the next two demonstrations. So here is the finished dashboard. And what we see before us is a single dashboard page. We have a single filter that allows us to navigate different time periods. So we're presently looking at 4 years ago. We have a scorecard here that is displaying the sales profitability KPI and a hierarchy of our products. So this is all products. And then we're able to drill down through the hierarchy of the different categories, subcategories, and individual products. And this is the KPI that was defined in the cube that I developed earlier in this demonstration series. We get to see profitability, the goal of 40%, a variation on that with the status, and the trend as to whether it's getting better or worse to according to the prior period. Now, the way that this has been configured is that we can select a member from the product hierarchy and update my sales by customer grid here to show me for the same filtered time period what the breakdown is by customers, their year, and states, and even cities within those states. All right, so let's just point out for both scorecards and reports, we have this little drop-down list here that allows you to open in a new window should you need more space to browse. You can reset to the original view, and you can export to PowerPoint and Excel for either presentation purposes or further manipulation. So there's a lot of interesting things that we can do with the reports. So when I open this in a new window, we also get this toolbar. So we have the ability to convert the grid into the different chart types. So let's take a look at this from a bar chart point of view. And we see that we have three measures of sales amount, profit, profit percent. I can right click. And I can say, well, let's select different measures. Maybe I'm interested not in profit and percent, but I'm interested in order quantity and sales amount. And we can right-click, and we can drill across and up. Let's go up and see what the result is at the state level for Australia. And let's drill up again, see what's going on for all countries. And then for Canada, let's drill. And let's drill down and say, well, what's going on? Maybe for a particular type of category. A different color. And so this is where the richness of the cube starts to pay off, is in this zero footprint web browser experience. We can start to drill across and explore the data in a variety of ways that is going to help analyze the data that we see here in the corresponding scorecard. So other things that we can do. For example, the $20,000 here at Coffs Harbour, I can right-click and cube actions, or cube sell actions to be particular, are supported also. So the drill through here provides me additional detail about mountain bike sales for 2006 at Coffs Harbour. And here's details about the date, product, customer, and so on. This is particularly helpful that includes references back to source systems that allow you then to further interrogate the source data that was has been aggregated and delivered through your cube. We can perform operations like sorting and filtering. We can also pivot the columns to the rows and vice versa. What's very interesting is we can come in and use the decomposition tree. So this is a Silverlight visualization that helps you explore across the hierarchies. And here we see the sales amount for 2006 for Australia broken down by state. Well, I can select Australia here and say, well, I'm now really interested in seeing this by the quarters of the year. Then within the quarters, drill me down to the months. This month looks interesting. Let's take a look then at the customers. And then we can scroll through them. And then if this is particularly interesting to you this month, we can come up here and say, well, let's take a look at that as a grid. And here's the data in grid format. And you can continue to explore, potentially add additional measures to explore what the profit was, and so on.